This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10:15. Coming up at 11:45, Marianne Kennedy introduces World on 3. But now, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, here's Petroc Trelawney with a second of this evening's proms.
Welcome back to the BBC Proms, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Royal Albert Hall. The lights are low. I'm Petroc Trelawney, and tonight we welcome to the stage the National Youth Jazz Orchestra. We are live on BBC Radio 3, home of the BBC Proms. Tonight's prom is being filmed as well. It'll be on BBC 4 television a week tonight. NIJO, as it is known, was founded back in 1965. Since then, it's been a real springboard for a whole generation of great jazz musicians, including the trumpeter Guy Barker and the much-missed singer-songwriter Amy Winehouse. So on stage this evening, a new generation of bright, young British jazz stars. Mark Armstrong was once in NIJO. Now he's its music director. He is going to introduce tonight's concert and conduct it. Late night at the Proms, ladies and gentlemen, it's NIJO!
Thank you. Thank you. Chris Eldred at the piano. Chris Whiter on the clarinet. Callum Owl on the trombone. And from the stratosphere, Louis Dowdeswell on the trumpet. Thank you. Well, it's a great honour to be playing at the Proms. Duke Ellington once said, there are two kinds of music, good music and the other kind. Tonight, we want to present to you some of the variety within jazz that I think he's hinting at. You just heard Ellington's 1960s arrangement of Rocking in Rhythm. Next, we play two more modern pieces, Made in Great Britain, by composers who add some European flavour to the music. We hope you enjoy Know Where You Are from Kenny Wheeler's fantastic Sweet Time Suite. But first, Hush by Nicky Iles, commissioned by Nigel for our 45th anniversary appearance at Ronnie Scott's.
Thank you.
Chris Eldred at the piano, Nadine Tamouri on the tenor saxophone. Okay, we're going to go back to New York now, shortly to play another 1960s classic from the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band of Jerome Richardson's The Groove Merchant. We're going to hear from a number of our soloists in that piece, as well as the whole of the sax section. But first, we celebrate and commemorate bebop legend Thelonious Monk in the 30th anniversary of his passing with a new arrangement of Round Midnight.
Thank you. Thank you.
you. Jim Gold on alto sax. Nick Dewhurst and James Copus on trumpets. Connor Chaplin on bass. Thank you. So Nigel has always been a stepping stone into professional jazz and commercial music for our players, but we also have a huge library of original compositions and arrangements written by band members. The next three pieces represent this important part of our work, as well as being really great. Calamau's take on another Ellington favourite features, Phil Meadows on alto sax and our percussion section, Scott Chapman on drums, and Felix Higginbottom on everything else. you're going to hear from Scott again in Nigel Alumnus' Tom Stone's Return Flight, as well as Tom Dennis on flugelhorn and Riley Stone Lonergan on tenor sax. But first, our baritone saxophonist Chris Whiter, there he is, with fans in, takes us on a journey from the jungle to the city, also symbolising how this band has evolved over the last few years in his composition, The Change.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, it might seem we're focusing a bit on Duke Ellington this evening, which is no bad thing in its own right, but we wanted to include something from the Queen's suite to mark the Diamond Jubilee. Ellington and Billy Strayhorn were inspired to write this music for Queen Elizabeth II after Duke met her in 1958. And subsequently, a unique pressing of the recording was delivered to Buckingham Palace in 1959 as a gift for Her Majesty. We feature Chris Eldred and Riley Stone Lonergan as we just relax a little in Sunset and the Mockingbird.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So to conclude tonight's concert, we have a brand new Proms Commission. Tim Garland previously wrote a piece for us for our 45th anniversary appearance at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club. We're delighted to welcome Tim to the stage, as well as Mark Mondesio on drums. Here are Tim and Mark featured in Tim's composition, Agro Allegria.
Thank you.
The world premiere of Allegro Allegria by Tim Garland. BBC Commission getting its first outing here at the BBC Proms in the hands of the National Youth Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Mark Armstrong. Tim Garland himself playing sax, Mark Mondesir on drums. Bringing to a conclusion this late night prom, we've heard Duke Ellington, Thelonious Monk, music by members of Nijo, past and present. Mark Armstrong, not only the dynamic MD of Nijo, he's also a composer and arranger himself, as we heard, trumpeter too, cutting his teeth as a young man in the orchestra, now performing the likes of Ronnie Scott's Jazz Orchestra and Stan Tracy, professor of jazz just across the road from here at the Royal College of Music. He's back on the stage as Nijo collectively bow. And an encore.
Do you want another one? Sorry, do you want another one? Oh, okay. Well, I wonder if we could invite Emma out to sing a song for you. Would you like to come and do that, Emma? What would you like to sing?
I don't know, you choose, Mark. You choose.
Well, should we do Feeling Good?
Go on then.
You fancy that? Okay. Emma's going to sing Feeling Good for you.
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. The breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new light. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new light. It's a new dawn.
Well, it's another great night at the Proms that started with Elgar's Apostles and concludes with Feeling Good, sung by vocalist in Nigel Emma Smith, Mark Armstrong conducting. Feeling Good, I stand to be corrected, but I think it's by Leslie Bricus. So Nigel, return to the Proms and pack the Royal Albert Hall. What an evening for this orchestra of young jazz musicians aged between 18 and 25. Nigel, founded back in the 60s by Bill Ashton, saxophonist and teacher, who's now life president of the orchestra. When he received an MBE in 1978, it was the first time the word jazz had ever appeared on the honours list. Time to bid you goodnight for now from the Royal Albert Hall, with the joyous sounds of Nigel, the National Youth Jazz Orchestra, ringing in our ears. Mark Armstrong, Emma Smith returning once again to the platform. The orchestra stands. Good night from here. Back to James Jolly at Broadcasting House.
Thanks, Petrock. And we return to the Royal Albert Hall for our next prom tomorrow night for Berlioz's Grand Messe des Morts. World on Three is in 5 minutes' time.
Thank you.
music by Comitas, Hymn of the Baptism of Christ, sung by the Hilliard Ensemble, with improvisation by the saxophonist Jan Gabarek. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's a quarter to midnight, and time for World on 3 with Mary Ann Kennedy.
Sister Bert, come. You don't resemble my sister proper. Oh, me, I didn't say you be my sister. Oh, what's your name?
I'm Juliana.
Juliana. Oh, only your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. That's why they call you so. they shout for me like that. Oh, now love affair, the way I won't make with you. Why they do so?
Papa, I love you. What do you go get me now?
Ah, you say, what do you want? Me, I never been with my mother before. What you go say you want house? Oh, now so rent me and they pay. Look on my head and grow. Why did they make so? Hey, now I won't give you my heart, oh. And not be a monetary affair with the talk about. I beg you.
A very sweet high life start to the night with one of the biggest bands in 70s Ghana, A.B. Krenzel and Sweet Talks with Juliana, a band that started out life as the Eldorados. You might remember their Kusum Beat album being re-released on Soundway a couple of years ago, but that comes from a new rough guide to high life, the sound that originated in early 20th century Ghana and Sierra Leone. There's a great range of stuff on this collection, including a very early Fela Kuti showing his high life roots, so I'll play something else from that rough guide before the end of tonight's show. This is World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, where my guests tonight in session are legends in their own right. American banjo maestro Bela Fleck, and from Mali, the songbird of Wasulu, Oumou Sangaré. They met first during Bela's travels in search of the African roots of the banjo, and the collaboration has continued since. And let's carry on then with the new releases. In the Sahara, you'll maybe remember the Songs for Desert Refugees album I played a couple of weeks ago, with all the big names from the nomadic Tuareg music world coming together to highlight the collateral damage on people's lives brought about by the ongoing conflict in northern Mali. One of the bands contributing to the album was Terracaft, closely connected to the daddies of them all, Tenariwen, and generally regarded, I suppose, as the next in line in that desert rock scene. Their new album is called Kel Tamashek, dedicated to the Tamashek people and their ongoing struggles and privations. This track is called Awa Adunya. These people love each grain of their land. I've seen their graves. Tell those who remain it's time to change, or they too will disappear.
Você é um barato, terrivelmente feminina. Com você eu faço um trato de comunhão de bem, um trato de comunhão de bem. O negócio é o seguinte: você é minha e eu sou seu também. Fraco se arrebenta, quem não pode sair da frente, quem é forte se aguenta, mas quem ama se dá bem. Eu quero ela, eu quero ela, eu quero ela. Eu quero ela, eu quero ela, eu quero ela. Rita Gil, sujeita, você é um barato, terrivelmente feminina. Com você eu faço um trato,